Good morning.
早上好。
I see that my time is a little short, and the more I study, the more I had to say. So I'm going to have to do some speed preaching.
我意识到我现在时间有点紧哈，但是我越研究的时候就发现我有更多的话要讲，但是我现在要调整一下。
So let's get started.
我们开始吧。
All right, so I just want to recap on some of the sermons from the past few weeks.
所以首先呢，我要做一个小结，在过去的这几个礼拜的讲道当中。
So a few weeks ago, Pastor Tom spoke about disciples. Disciples, a healthy church has disciples that have purpose, that seek God's will, that count the cost.
几周之前呢，汤姆牧师跟我们讲到，一个健康的教会呢，会注重在门徒培训上面。真正的门徒培训呢，这些门徒们呢，会有他们的生活目标并且他们也会去寻求神的旨意，他们也会计算跟随神的代价。
Then Dr. Xu gave us a sermon about the kingdom, about the parable about the landowner.
徐牧师呢，跟我们讲了一个圣经里面的比喻，是天国就好像一个原主一样。
Remember that the landowner hired people to work in his fields. He had hired some in the morning, some in the evening, but he paid them all the same.
大家还记得吗？这个原主呢，雇佣了不同的工人。有些工人呢，在不同的时间进来的，有的是早上，有的是傍晚进来的。
And the ones
他们的工资确实一样。
And the ones in the morning were upset that they got the same thing as the ones in the evening.
从早上就先来工作的这些人呢，就很嫉妒，因为他们到时候拿的工钱呢，跟那些晚来工作时间更短的人拿的工钱是一样的。
But the lesson is, as disciples, we should rejoice that we all have a part to work in the kingdom, no matter how long or how short.
但是我们所学到的功课是，我们应该为此而喜乐，因为我们有机会在这里工作，不管我们工作时间长和短。
And our final reward is the same, to be able to be with our Lord in heaven.
我们最后的赏赐是一样的，我们能够跟我们的原主，跟我们的神在一起。
And then last week, Pastor Tom spoke about the healthy church being word-centered.
上个礼拜，汤姆牧师又讲到一个健康的教会呢，应该是以神的话语为中心的教会。
The disciple receives God's word, is eager for God's word, and studies God's word.
门徒们呢，就是看到了神的话语并且非常的渴慕神的话语，他也会去认真研究学习神的话语。
So that I hope this is true of everyone here today concerning God's word.
我希望今天我们在座的每一个人都有这样的一个渴慕。
Because you know what really struck me about the verse from last week is the disciples, the Bereans. Remember that's who we were talking. The Bereans were so eager.That they studied the scriptures themselves to make sure that what Paul was saying was correct.
上周呢，对我印象非常深刻的就是比利亚的人，他们非常的渴慕神的话，他们就要仔细的去查考圣经，要看一看保罗所讲的是怎样。
And I hope that's the same for all of you here.
我希望今天的这个状况也是一样，对我们在座的每一个人来讲。
That what is said up here on the stage, you go home.And you check it to make sure what we're saying is correct.
今天你所听到的，你回家之后，你详细的查考圣经，看一看今天你所听到的是不是符合圣经的教训。
And so once again, I want to remind you also, you know, we're talking about fellowship groups, Bible study, and I want to encourage you again, remind you that in the fall, we're going to be kicking off new fellowship groups.
同时我想提醒大家一下，我们作为一个教会呢，我们在这个接下来，我很快要专注在这个团契。上面要在团契的组织上面，我们要有进行一些工作。
So if you're not involved in the fellowship group, the pastors and I and the deacons all want you to be part of a fellowship group so you can study, be eager for God's word.
如果你现在还不在某一个团契的话，那我们教会的牧师和长老和执事们都鼓励大家至少要参加其中一个团契，到团契里面去一起来学习神的话。
I forgot to mention that our sister Chong Yong has put a lot of thought and prayer into this, so let's get behind this initiative.
同时我也想提一下我们团契部的执事昌永姐妹呢，就是付出了非常多的祷告和计划，所以请大家一起来推动这样的一个工作。
I don't know whether you saw this story. I saw this a couple weeks. I think it was a couple weeks ago. There's a church in Central Florida.
我不知道大家有没有看到这个新闻呢？差不多是一两个礼拜之前，在中部的佛罗里达州有这样的一个教会。
They raised enough money to pay off $7.2 million of medical debt for 6,500 families who are below, who are at the poverty line.
他们在这个这一段时间之内呢，他们筹到了720万美元，去帮助在他们周围的这个6500个在贫困线以下的家庭呢，帮助他们呢付清了他们的医药的费用。
So the way their budget works, their budget ends July 1st, so just about a month ago.
他们的这个预算呢，他们的年度的预算是在7月1号结束的。
So by that time, their church budget was already covered by their giving.
在那个时候，他们的预算呢，已经就是达到目的了。
So they had a little surplus and say, "What are we going to do with the surplus?" Well, let's do a little fundraiser and just kind of let's see if we can help locally.
当时他们就是有一些的结余，所以他们就讨论我们弄这些结余要怎么用呢？他们就说我们再做一些的就是筹款呢，我们跟这个结余一起来帮助我们的当地的这个当地的区域的人。
So you see that number up there, $154,000. That's what they raised in the next few weeks.
大家看到这个电视报道上面呢，这里有差不多15万4千，这是他们在短短的几个礼拜之内所筹到的款。
And they were able to pay $7.2 million. I suppose that because of interest on the payments, that's why they're able to pay off $7.2 million in debt.
他们用到这个刚刚筹到的款，以及一些结余，以及其他的一些可能有利息或者其他的一些款项，就付清了这个720万美元的医药账单。
And how many you would think this must be a really big church?
你会想到这个教会肯定是很超级大的一个教会。
The church membership is only 350.
但实际上，他们的教会只有350人。
This is an inspiring story.
这是一个令人激动的一个消息。
And I hope that one day our church will be a church like that one.
所以我们希望我们的教会在某一天也会成为像这样的教会一样激动人心。
To be able to impact our community, to show God's love.
这样我们就可以在我们的本区，在我们的这个社区里面。来展现神的爱。
And I think this is an example of good stewardship.
这同时也是一个很好的管家的一个好的例子。
And that's what I want to talk about this morning.
今天早上呢，我就是想要讲的这个管家这个话题。
So let's pray first.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you that you are the Lord of everything. And Lord, we have much to be thankful for.And Lord, as we come to this topic of stewardship, I pray that you would speak to us through your word. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 天父，我们谢谢你，因为一切都是从你而来的，我们所有的这些东西都是属于你，因此我们感谢你，我们求你来帮助我们学习这个管家的功课，奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
All right, so let's start with a definition of stewardship.
所以我们从这个管家这个定义来开始。
I got this from dictionary.com.
在 dictionary.com 这个网站上面，我得到了如此的定义。
Stewardship is a position and duties of a steward, a person who acts as a surrogate of another or others.
管理是这个是管家是代表某人或者其他人来代理他处理一些的事情，是这个。指导他的职位和他的一些任务。
So a steward manages other people's property.
这个管家，这个代理呢，是要帮助另外一个人来处理一些事情。
So when it comes to Christian stewardship, the first thing we need to recognize is that all that we have is from the Lord.
当我们谈到这个管家的时候，第一件事情我们应该意识到，就是说我们所有的一切都是来自于主。
If you recall, if you look at your the front of your bulletin, the call to worship.
如果你能够看到这个我们今天单章在第一页上面有这个宣召的经文。
The first verse It says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
这个宣召经文第一节就是诗篇的二十四章第一节，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
So all you have, your wealth, your possessions is from the Lord.
所以你生命当中所有的一切都是属于耶和华的。
Okay, so one of you, some of you might say, well, I don't, what do you mean? I mean, I earned it. I studied hard, I got my education, I got my degree, I got a good job. I worked for all this. This is mine.
有些人可能在想说，哦，我这个工作很努力，我学习很努力，所以我得到好的教育，我拿到我的学位，有好的工作，我这是工作来的，我挣来的，这是我的。
I worked for this. This is mine.
这是我的，我挣来的。
Okay, well, let's just take a little step back. Let's ask this question. Who gave you your intellect? Who gave you your abilities?
但是我们退后一步来看，我们问一个问题，是谁给你这个能力？是谁给你这个知识？是谁给你的这些你挣东西来的时候？
Let's take even one step further back.
我们甚至再退后一步来问，
Who gave you your breath?
谁给你呼吸的？
If you did not have your breath one at any moment, all that you have will not be yours anymore.
如果不是有人给你呼吸的话，那么所以你现在有的这一切都不再是你的了。
I don't know about you, but every day that I wake up, I'm thankful that I have breath to live one more day.
我不知道你的情况怎么样，但是我每天早上醒来的时候，我都感谢神，神给我今天的呼吸，让我有新的一天可以活。
Because none of us knows when our breath is going to be cut short.
因为没有人知道我们的下一次停止呼吸是什么时候。
I don't know if you know this guy. Back in the 80s, he was pretty famous.
我不知道你们是否认识这个人呢？他在八十年代的时候是非常著名的一个长跑。
At the age of 35, when he was in 1967, this guy was a smoker and he weighed 214 pounds.
1967年的时候，这个人呢，跑者是35岁。那个时候呢，他是一个抽烟的，是抽烟的很厉害。他重214磅。
And he decided he's going to make a change in his life, and he started running, and he quit smoking.
他想我要改变我的生活形态，所以呢，他就是戒烟了，而且他开始跑步。
After 10 years, he lost 60 pounds, and he was a great advocate of running, and was telling everybody the benefits of running long distances, and he became an expert, and he had that bestseller book, Complete Book of Running.
十年之后呢，他减了60磅，并且他成为一个很好的长跑运动员，他成为这项运动的一个就是促使者，一个协调，并且在这方面成为一个专家，他到处宣讲这个长跑以及带来的健康的好处，他也写了一本畅销书。
But at age 52, while he was jogging, he died of a heart attack.
但是他52岁的时候，他出外就是走路，但是在他走路的过程当中，就是心脏病突发，他就过世。
So you don't know.
所以你不知道。
You don't know when your breath will be cut short.
你不知道哪一天我们就断气了。
But as a steward, we need to recognize that all. So as a steward, we need to recognize that all we have is from the Lord.
作为一个管家，我们应该首先意识到，我所有的东西都是属于主耶和华的。
And actually, I want to change that. I want to say all we have is the Lord's.
所以我们希望把这个稍微修改一下，就是从神而来的就变成是神的。
So if we are to recognize that all that we have is the Lord's, our material possessions, our intellect, our talents, our abilities, our very breath.What is our attitude in going forward?
我们再来看我们所有这些物质的财富，我们的智慧、知识、才干、能力，甚至我们的呼吸，这是都是从神而来的，也都是神的，属于神的。
Stewardship. My second point is stewardship is an attitude of service.
从另外一个角度看，这个管家实际上是我们服侍的一个态度。
So let's read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. I'm going to read first in English and then I'll follow it in Chinese. Okay, remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. As is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thankfulness to God, thanksgiving to God.
少种的少收，多种多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行各样善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事充足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。
Now we got to be careful in how we apply this passage in our lives.
当我们应用这些经文在生命当中的时候，我们要特别的小心。
Because the wrong interpretation would be, I give my tithe to God.God will surely bless me.
因为其中一个可能的误解就是说，我十一奉献给神，神呢一定会祝福我的。
I mean, you know, okay, I give my 10%.
你看，我把我的十分之一给神了。
And this is what it should sound like when God gives back.
Yeah. 神给我的时候呢，就听起来就更加的响亮。神给我更多。
No, that's, well, if you have that thinking,That might be bordering along greed and bargaining with God.
那这是一个误解。当我们这样如此想的时候呢，我们实际上是跟神讨价还价，并且是展现出了我们自己的贪婪。
No, but the verse says that He gives, He will richly bless you, so you can be generous again and give and keep giving.
而圣经是怎么说的呢？圣经说叫你们凡事富足，可以多多的施舍，可以去给别人。
You will be blessed so that you can bless others.
你会被祝福，所以你可以去祝福更多的人。
You know, I'm thinking about the illustration of the church in Florida. God blessed them, and they use their extra to bless others.
我在想刚才佛罗里达这个教会，神祝福了他们，所以他们就使用这个祝福去祝福更多的人。
How many of you watched the Wimbledon championship?
有多少人是看了温布尔登网球锦标赛？
Do I have tennis fans here?5-hour-long match. I didn't see it. It was a 5-hour-long match.
是五个小时的一场决赛。
And the winner was Novak Djokovic.
这个网球的冠军最后的胜者是小德。
But what I was very interested to learn was Djokovic back in January he had this quote.
小德在这个一月份的时候，他曾经讲过这样一句话。
He said, "Before I am an athlete, I am an Orthodox Christian."
他说，在我是运动员这个身份之前呢，我要弄清楚我的身份。我的身份是一个东正教的基督徒。
And he shows it by his action, because you know what he does with his wealth.
他展现出他的信仰是透过他的行为。你知道他怎么样使用他的财富吗
？He opened up a restaurant in his hometown to feed the homeless and the poor.
他在他的家乡开了一家餐馆，他用他的钱财开了一个餐馆去帮助那些无家可归的人。
So he recognized that God has given him this ability to win championships and make lots of money. How is he going to use it? He's going to use it to serve the poor.
他意识到神给了他这个能力，可以得了很多的冠军，得了很多的财富，但是他要使用神赐给他的财富去服侍神，去帮助更多人。
So, how are as we as Christians? How are we supposed to? How we have this attitude of service in our giving?
所以作为我们这些基督徒来讲，我们的心态，我们服侍的时候，我们的心态应该是怎样的呢？
Of course, there's tithing, which I will get back to later on.
当然这里面会讲到这个奉献，等一下我们会回到这个话题。
You could use your home.
你可以使用你自己的家。
Is your home a place that's welcomed for people to come and maybe have Bible study or visit with you and talk about spiritual things?
你是否开放你的家庭，就是成为一个聚会，欢迎其他人啊，在那里面有一些圣经的学习，有这样的一些活动呢？
I mean, another advertisement. So again, we're going to be starting fellowship groups. We're going to start here at church for the first few times, but eventually we hope that the fellowship groups will spread out to different parts of the city. Is your home a place where you can have a fellowship group?
我这里呢稍稍插一点点广告。我们这个团契小组开始的时候，我们可能就在教会里面，但是等到他成长的时候，我们希望有些家庭开放出来，来就是主办这些团契小组。你的家庭是否为此而开放呢？
Okay, what about your vehicle?
在你的交通工具怎么样？你的车怎么样？
Maybe somebody at church needs a ride to church.
或者我们教会里面会有一些人需要客载他，你的车能够去载他吗？
Or maybe they need help going shopping or something like that.
或者他们需要有人带他们去购物。
Is your vehicle a tool for service?
你的车会用在如此的服务上面吗？
What about your time?
或者你自己的时间呢？
There's places for service here at church.
你的时间可以用来这个作为教会的服务。
Teaching Sunday school, being a fellowship group leader.
或者就是学习圣经吗？或者在团契里面使用吗？
Or even in your community, you can be a light in your community with your time.
或者就是在你的社区里面来使用这个时间吗？
But also, God wants true service that's not under compulsion.
同时神也强调我们服侍的心态，我们不是作难，也不是勉强的。
Verse 7 of 2 Corinthians. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
更多后书九章第七节，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So how do I know, how can I tell that I'm not giving under compulsion?
但是我怎么样才知道我给出去的时候不是勉强做难呢？
Well, let's narrow down to tithing, okay?
让我们来看一看这个十一奉献的问题。
So you need to ask yourself.
当做的时候呢，问问你自己。
Do I tithe before taxes or after taxes?
我计算的时候是在税前算十一呢，还是在税后算十分之一？
Okay, and let's go back. Tithing.Typically, when we talk about tithing, that means 10% of your income.
当我们谈到十一的时候，就是我们收入的十分之一。
So the question again, do I tithe before the taxes are taken out or after the taxes are taken out?
所以回到刚才那个问题，是在税前算，还是在税后算十分之一呢？
And do I calculate my tithe to the very penny or do I round up?
我算一下是精确到几分钱呢，还是我可以把它就是就推算就加一点的整数。
Or and do I figure out what to give God first, or do I do it after I make sure I pay? I look at the leftover and then give that to God.
或者另外一个问题就是说，我是先奉献给神呢，还是我先把别的事情做完了，剩下的有结余我才考虑去奉献神
？So what do these questions? What do the answers to these questions reveal about yourself?
当我们问这些问题，那我们回答的这个回答就会显明出我们是怎样的人和态度。
Think about it. What do these questions reveal about myself? What do these answers to these questions reveal about myself?
想想吧，这些问题展现出了我的哪些特点呢？
I think it reveals that how can I keep the most for myself?
有时候我们可能在想，我怎么样才会为我自己达到最大的好处？
And if that's the case, you know, I think we're bordering on compulsion rather than cheerful giving.
如果那个是我们的情况的话， 那么我们就可以看到有些事情我们做的是勉强没有喜乐的去做。
It reminds me of a child, you know, when I'm sitting there and a child comes up and serves me, I'm like, I'm really impressed that this child will come up and be polite to me and serve me.
这个让我想起另外一件事情，就是另外一个状况，就感觉像有一个孩子到这里来，他来服侍我的时候，他来服侍我，我就有这样的一个印象，哦，这个孩子是主动来服侍的。
And I say, oh, thank you very much. You're so polite and so kind.
然后我就会很高兴，我今天说，哦，非常谢谢你，你是这么的温柔，你也这么的友善。
And then the child would say, my mom made me do that.
那个孩子如果说，是我妈妈强迫我来的。
So, you know, then it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm not so impressed anymore.
如果是这样的话，那我就会想，好吧，那我大概没有像以前印象那么深刻了。
It would have been so much better if that child truly had the cheerfulness, the kindness to do it, you know, with that attitude instead of, oh, I got made to do it.
所以我们可以从这个例子可以看到，如果是孩子主动来做的话，那就是非常的出于喜乐，而不是说出于被迫而勉强而来做的。
And that's the same thing with our attitude, with our giving to the Lord.
这个情况也应用到我们自己身上，当我们服侍神呢，给奉献给神的时候，我们的心态如何呢？
And my last point. Stewardship is an act of thankfulness, obedience, and faith.
我的最后一点是这样，就是说我们的管家同时管家的心态，同时也是我们感恩、我们服侍和我们信心的表现。
I think I touched on this before when we were at the outdoor worship. We talked about first fruits, the firstborn. They are dedicated to the Lord.
在这个户外崇拜的时候，我曾经提及过这些我们的头生的、我们的初熟的果子，这些都要奉献给神的。
We give of our first.As a way to show thankfulness to the Lord.
把我们最好的、头生的、初熟的献给神，那是一个感恩的体现。
Not the leftovers.
不是那些剩余的。
I know. I guess if you had a child and you were and they had stuff and you asked, can I have some of that? You know, if they counted it all out and then gave you the leftovers, how would you feel?
就好像你在问一个孩子，就说他有一些东西，你说我可以给你你可以分享一些给我吗？但是当这个孩子在那算半天，最后还剩下一点东西给你的时候，你会怎么样想呢
？So that's the same thing. You know what is we given the Lord? We given our first, or we given our leftovers?
所以我们在神的面前奉献也是类似，我们是把最好的先奉献给他呢，还是把我们剩余的才去考虑给他？
Stewardship is an act of obedience also.
这个管家呢，同时也让我们看到是一个顺服的体现。
Malachi 3:6-9, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return?Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
马拉基书第三章六到九节，因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因为你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
Giving back to God is a discipline that God wants. It is obedience.
所以当我们把当纳的十分之一给神的时候，是一个顺服的体现。
When I first read this as a young man, I was like, "Ooh, these are heavy words. Robbing God. That's heavy."
当我年轻的时候读到这一段的话，我就想，哦，这个话太沉重了。说我们在夺取神的物，这实在是太沉重了。
But also, Stewardship is an act of faith.
同时我们作为一个好的管家也是我们信心的一个体现。
You might think, well, I have so many bills to take care of, and I have so many, I don't think I make enough for all I need or all I want.
当想到的时候说我还这么多账单需要、去支付，我这么多事情需要做、我赚的钱恐怕不够。当这样想的时候就是一个信心的挑战。
But God says, have faith in me.
但神说要对我有信心。
Let's continue reading. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be no room, not enough room to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
这段话后面继续这么讲，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地成为喜乐之地。
This has been very true in my life.
这个在我的生命当中是非常真实的。
And you probably already heard the story before.
你也许以前也听过这样的故事。
I learned at a very young age from my parents the importance of tithing.
在我很小的时候，我父母就教我这个十一奉献的重要性。
So whenever I got maybe Christmas money or birthday money or 红包 money or at, you know, earned any for my summer jobs, I would always tithe 10%.
所以无论我有什么样的收入，比如说这个圣诞的礼物或者生日的礼物或者红包的礼物，或者我这个夏天的一些打工的工作，无论有什么收入，我都把十分之一奉献给神。
So one summer when I was here at CIU, my finances, my checking account was below $100.
某一个夏天，当我在 CIU 读书的时候，在这里，我的所有的账户加起来都不到$100。
I did have a 401k, but I didn't want to touch that.
那我有一个退休的 401k, 但是当然我们不会去动那个钱。
And I found out later that my aunt had stock for me, but I did not know about it at that time.
那后来我才知道我的一个阿姨。给我有一些股票，但是当时我不知道。
But that's a minor point. The point is that even though I had close to nothing, I still tithe on what the Lord gave me.
我重点是，虽然那时候我没有钱，但是我还是把十分之一奉献给神。
Maybe it was a scholarship here, maybe a birthday gift, and maybe some odd jobs I did here and there.
或者任何的我能拿到的奖学金，或者是我的一些打工所得到的钱，我都奉献。
But in that summer, I did not go homeless.I did not starve. I was provided for everything that I needed.
但在那个夏天，我并没有无家可归，我并没有饿死，我所需要的，神都供应我了。
So that has been a memorial stone that tells me God is faithful. He is real when he says, test me and see if I will provide.
在那个时间，我真的是感觉到神与我同在，他给我一个很大的一个里程碑，我知道神是信实的，他可以说试试我，他是真的。
Okay, so let's recap. What is stewardship?
所以让我们来总结一下，这个管家究竟是什么呢？
Stewardship is a recognition that all belongs to God.
管家是意识到我们所有的一切是属于神的。
Stewardship is an attitude of service.
管家是我们服侍神的一种心态。
Stewardship is an act of thankfulness, obedience, and faith.
管家是我们感恩和顺服和信心的一种体现和行为。
So how can I be a good steward of all that God has given me?
那么神既然给了我们这些，我们怎么样可以做一个好的管家呢？
You can give it your time.
我们把这个我们自己的时间奉献给神。
Remember, there's you can be in your community.You can serve here at church.
我们在社区里面可以奉献时间，我们在教会里面可以奉献我们的时间。
How about my possessions?
我自己所有的这些财物呢？
You can use your house as a place of meeting, or use your vehicles to give ride to people to church or to fellowship groups or things like that.
可以把我们的房子开放出来，被使用，把我们的车，被使用。
And there's tithing.
我们的十一奉献呢？
Are you tithing?
我们在十一奉献吗？
Now usually when it comes to money, that's not a, it's a very unpopular topic at church.
当这个讲到钱财的时候呢，教会里面好像很少涉及。
Especially from the pulpit.
特别是讲台这个方向的这个。
And I don't recommend that pastors preach on tithing. I think it's difficult for pastors to preach on tithing.
同时我也认为如果牧师来讲的话，他们可能会觉得这是一个很艰难的一个话题。
Because, you know, then it'd be self-serving.
大家可能会认为他们是在自我的一个推广。
But I'm an elder and I'm not paid, so it's okay.
我是长老，而且我不是知心的同工，所以由我来讲是比较好的。
And I also want to say that, you know, here at C4, we take very seriously privacy of each person's personal giving.
同时，我也想提醒大家，在我们 CCCC 教会里面呢，我们是非常尊重大家的隐私的，所以涉及到这个谁奉献多少，这个隐私是非常得到尊重的。
Only our current and past treasurers have access to giving records.
只有我们现在以及过往的财务的执事才知道这些细节情况。
Even our pastors are not allowed to see any of that.
我们不允许牧师了解这方面的情况。
And even though I'm a past treasurer, now that I'm an elder, I'm not having access to that anymore.
我自己以前是财务的执事，但是现在我是长老。所以我也不允许再看这些记录。
So I want you to understand the importance of privacy that we hold here at our church.
所以我想提醒大家，在这教会里面，大家奉献方面的这些的隐私是得到很大的尊重和保护的。
Okay, so that was those questions were personal application. Now I want to talk about our church. This is more family time, if I will.
刚才我提到的是我个人的情况，所以现在我们来看一看教会的情况。如果你可以称之为我们现在是家庭时间，我们一起来看看家庭怎么样去应用这些原则。
So just indulge me with a few more minutes as we talk about our church.
所以这个几分钟的时间，我们来谈谈我们教会的情况。
So every year at the beginning of the year in January, we have a new budget.
每年呢。开始的时候，一月份我们有这个新的财政预算的和支出的开始。
And you can see the monthly report on the bulletin board in the hallway if you want to check it out.
可以在我们的这个就是厨房旁边那边有一个布告栏，那个布告栏里面有我们每一个月的财务报表，大家都可以去看。
So at the beginning of the year, the general fund we start with $10,000 just so that we don't.Go negative right away.
每年的开始一月份的时候呢，我们的这个常务的预算当中，我们会有10,000块钱，所以不至于马上就有赤字出现。
But if you look at the bulletin board, the May and June report, at the end of May, we were $7,500 in the red.
如果你去看这个财务报表的时候，你看到五月份和六月份的时候，到了五月底，我们就已经有7,500块钱的赤字。
End of June was a little bit better. We were at $54,000 below in the red.
六月份呢稍微好一点，我们的赤字减少为5,400。
But what this means in reality is that we are $15,000 behind in giving.
这个就是。从这些报表来看呢，我们可以知道，在六月底的时候，我们差不多就是有15,000块钱的亏缺。
So this is very concerning to me as an elder because the elders and pastors are in charge of the budget.
所以作为长老，我就对这个情况有一些担忧。
So in the coming months, the pastors and I will be resetting the budget for next year, and it looks like, you know, if we continue the way we are.We're going to have to do some major changes with our budget.
所以这个让我担忧的其中原因是因为我们的章程呢 就是让长老和牧师来负责这个预算。所以我们要看到在接下来这几个月我们要有新的预算的时候，我要把这些都考虑进来。
But it does bring the question to my mind, are our church members tithing?
所以这个同时也让我问自己一个问题，就是说我们的会友们是否在十一奉献呢？
If you are practicing the discipline of tithing regularly, then praise God. I know. May God show His faithfulness to you for your faithfulness.
如果你再这样十一奉献的话，那么为你而感谢神，并且我也祷告，就是神呢，根据他的信实来祝福你。
But if you are not tithing, I implore you to take Malachi 3:6-12 to heart.
但如果你还没有的话，我恳求你，就是把这个马拉基书三章六到十二节，置入你的心里面来思考。
Stop robbing God.
停止夺取神的供物。
He has issued you a challenge to test him.
你有一个挑战，你可以以此来试试他。
Will you obey him?
你会在这方面来顺服他吗？
But then when you do, please do it cheerfully.
当你来顺服的时候，请你来心中喜乐，喜乐的去顺服。
I say these things not because we are not a giving church. We are a very giving church.
我说这些话并不是因为我们教会没有奉献。
Because past history,
实际上我们的教会是很有奉献的这样的一个传统恩赐。
Because past history has told me that when it comes to special projects, we are very giving church. When it comes to the missions trip to New Mexico, the homeless bags, other special needs that come up, our church people give.
因为过去的历史告诉我们，我们教会是肯奉献的。比如说，在这个短宣队，或者说我们有一些爱心的袋子，包装好来给那些无家可归的，或者我们有一些特殊的事项的时候，我们教会都是踊跃奉献的。
However, because of our current shortfall, we on the board are facing a very difficult decision.
但因为我们目前在这个通常的财政预算当中的一些问题，所以我们在做决定的时候也不得不碰到一些问题。
And I want to share with you today, and you will have opportunity to input later on when we have a town hall meeting.
我想跟大家分享一下。这个目前的一些情况，也许我们以后会做一些双向沟通的这个交通会，你会知道更多。
There are two needs that I think you would all agree that we have here.
我想大家都会同意，我们教会目前有两个比较大的需求。
One is a youth pastor.
一个就是青少年的牧师。
And we have Nick Liu, who has been helping with our youth group, has grown up in our church, and see great potential in him.
Nick Liu, 他在我们教会里面成长，也在这边服侍，我们也看到他很大的潜力。
We are in need of an office administrator.
我们也有一个行政同工的一个需求。
Our pastors are busy doing a lot of things that they probably shouldn't have to do, a lot of menial tasks.
我们的牧师们在做一些可能他们不太应该去做的一些事情，
which prevents them from spending adequate time, maybe with prayer or sermon preparation or visitation.
这样他们就没有太多的时间做他们应该做的事情，比如说祷告和预备讲章这些事情。
So we are looking at Jack Lee as a person to fill that role.
所以我们目前在看Jack 是否能够承担这个行政同工的职责。
And it doesn't necessarily have to be Jack, but Jack is a pretty special person because you have seen the improvement in our worship services.
但这个行政同工呢，当然不一定是 Jack。可是呢，你看到 Jack 他做这个如果他做行政同工的话，他同时还可以在其他很多方面来帮助教会。你们已经看到，在他做这个敬拜的。敬拜部的这个音乐负责人你来了，我们的音乐方面已经有了很好的很大的进步。
And you know, even in our special events, the New Year's welcome party, he has a very influential part, and even our student fellowship ministry too.
还在其他一些事情，比如说我们一些特殊的活动，新年的聚会或者是感恩节的这些聚会，甚至在学生团契一些其他的场合， 他的参与给我们带来很大的一个进步。
So, he's gonna. So if he leaves, you know, there will be a big hole there too.
如果他离开的话，我们好像感觉到一个真空。
So even though we see the great potential for ministry here at C4 from these two brothers, we are faced with a hard choice.
虽然我们看到这有两个大的需求，而且有两个很有潜力的弟兄在我们教会当中，但是我们做决定的时候呢，我们会碰到一些困难。
In fact, we are. There's three choices that I see.
因为我们财务的状况，我们现在就看到这个三个很困难的一些决定的选项。
First one is hire no one.We need to play it safe and wise. We don't have the funds and we can't hire anybody.
第一个选项就是说我们谁都不请，我们谁都不雇佣因为我们就是要安全一点。现在我们没有钱，所以就不去雇佣任何人。
The second one is have faith. Let's choose one.
第二个选项就是说我们有信心往前走，我们相信神会供应，我们选一个来雇佣。
Which one?
但是哪一个呢？
The second one is which I would have faith in that God will provide for both.
下一个选项呢，就是说我们相信神会供应，我们两个都要。
Of course, the choices are not that simple, and there are other factors that go into the timing and decision.
当然这些选项不是那样的简单我们看到可能还有一些其他的因素也会影响我们的决定。
So what can I do as part of C4 and related to this?
与此相关的，那你就可能会问你自己，那我能做什么呢？
I'm glad you asked.
我很高兴你这样问。
So one is I want you to be aware of your role here at C4.
这个就是说要明白我们自己在C4 教会里面的一个职责和角色。
Dr. Xu said, we all have a part in God's kingdom. Your part...Here at C4, you have an input. We're going to have a town hall meeting. We want to hear from each of you. You're welcome to talk to me, talk to the pastors, talk to the deacons. Give your input.
所以就像徐牧师上次提到的一样，我们在神的工程，在神的国度当中都有份。所以我们如果是有这样一个沟通交流会议的话，一个town hall的这样一个会议，我们欢迎每一个，鼓励每一个人都来探讨我们家里面教会里面的事情。
Number two, pray for our church, pray for your leaders, pray for us, pray for the Lord's guidance. Where does God want us to go here?
第二件你能做的事情就是祷告，祷告就是为教会祷告，为看神怎么样带领你和我们会员。
Number three, be a cheerful giver.
第三个就是可以喜乐的奉献。
If you're already tithing and sharing your possessions, then I ask of you no more. But if you're not, I pray that you talk to God, you work between you and God, what he would have you give back. Not in a compulsion, but as a cheerful giver.
如果你已经在这么做那非常的感谢神。如果你还没有的话请你在祷告当中纪念，这是你和神之间的事情但是当你这么做的时候，请记得不要作难和勉强，要捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, again, we thank you for everything that you have given us, for the life that you have allowed us to have, for our abilities, our talents.And the opportunity to live here in the United States and to be a part of this church. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to be stewards of all that you've given us, good stewards, that we may serve you and that this church may be able to serve others and serve the community. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
天父，我们为我们所有的一切，包括我们的时间、我们的资源、我们的才干我们能够在美国这个地方生活，这一切来感谢你。求你使我们成为一个好的管家能够使用你所给我们这一切很好的管理你所交托我们的。我们是奉你的儿子耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。